Sunday, the 18th of October, 4th of Chutzpah, Chol HaMoed, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, in Yom Kippur.
Good morning. And the title is in Yom Kippur, so we can really talk about anything. Or we can talk about everything. So I think we'll talk about everything. Because Sukkahs is a multifaceted Yom Tov. Many mitzvahs, many aspects to them. Very unusual. Sukkahs probably stands out in the amount of mitzvahs associated with it as a Yom Tov. And just with the amount of mitzvahs in general. Perhaps seemingly disconnected or unconnected mitzvahs. You have the mitzvah of Sukkah on Sukkahs. And all the inyanim that go along with the Sukkah. Mitzvah of Sukkah itself is mitzvah of yeshiva Sukkah, mitzvah of eating in the Sukkah, making a Dias Arai, all the halachas associated with it. It's a mitzvah fazich, it's a mitzvah on its own. The mitzvah of Sukkah is a tremendous and a massive mitzvah. One of the only mitzvahs you can become in the whole group. So the first thing that needs addressing is to see how this mitzvah, the mitzvah of Sukkah, is connected with the other mitzvahs. What other mitzvahs are there of Sukkahs? You have luluv. As we say, the arba minin, you've got a luluv, you've got a rovus, hadassim, and an esrog. Each one on its own needs a pshat. But the igud of them together and the na'anuim, right, that itself is also a parasha. What does luluv have to do with Sukkah? What does luluv have to do with Sukkah? When it comes, for example, to the other Yom Tov, for example, Pesach. Right, Pesach is constant, consistent. You have a mitzvah, you should eat matzah, you shouldn't eat chometz, and basically that's it. Some of the korbanos that go with every Yom Tov. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is matzah and chometz. That's it. Chag HaMatzah is very simple. I know what I have to do, I know what I can't do, that's the mitzvah. Everything else revolves around that central mitzvah. Shavuos is like that as well. Even the minhagim of Shavuos surround Matan Torah. So we know what Shavuos is about. Shavuos is about Matan Torah, and Pesach is about Mitzrayim. Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah Kippur, the Yimei Adin. Right? Tekiyas are directly connected with Din on a thousand levels. Right? Sukkahs is something of an enigma. Because on the one hand, you have the mitzvah of Sukkah, Yeshiva Sukkah, Diras Arai, and all the halachas associated with that. Mitzad Sheni, right, you have a luluv, right? Both have luluv, it's only Sukkah. You've got a luluv and a hadassim, a rovus, and an esrog, the na'anuim. Separate bracha, separate mitzvah, separate shechionu. And it's not the only mitzvah. There's another mitzvah associated with Sukkot. You have the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. Bazundra mitzvah special to Sukkot. You have a mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. Mitzvah which was rejoiced according to Moshe Rishonim with the Simcha of Simcha Seita Sho'evo, which is directly connected with Nisuch HaMayim. That's Filas Geshem. Right, Filas Geshem on Sukkot. There seems to be a lot about water on Sukkot. So all these seemingly inyonim that should stand on their own, they're all in Yonim Fazich, right? But somehow it's all part of one Yom Tov, is it? So it's confusing. Right? Is it a mitzvah of Sukkah? Is it a mitzvah of Abraminim? Is it a mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim? Simcha Seifa Shoeb? Is it a mitzvah of Simcha on Sukkah? Noch HaMitzvah? Special, like the Rambam says, only to Sukkot, unlike other Yom Tovim. Right? It's not just Simcha Yom Tov. Simcha Sukkot. A whole collection of mitzvahs that just seem to be a kaleidoscope of mitzvahs as opposed to one central theme. Or is there a connecting theme between all the mitzvahs of Sukkot? Of Sukkot, yeah, that we need to take out. That's Amolet. So it's a shame the Gemara like this, the Gemara in Sukkot of Lamed Aleph, beginning of Luluf HaGozel, which is another subject which is unique to Sukkot, as we'll see. Third parak of Sukkot begins talking about Luluf HaGozel, HaGozel Vayovish, etc. But the idea that the Luluf has to be yours. It's a specific mitzvah, especially to Sukkot. If you borrow someone else's luluv, right, in a way that is not properly yours, or you steal a luluv of agozel, right, these, right, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Not just as if you learn the sugya, the luluv of agozel, which discusses mitzvah of avera, not just because of mitzvah of avera, but there's this bazundra specific mitzvah associated with luluv that it needs to be your luluv, and it can't be someone else's luluv. So say imalek. Not only does the luluv have to be yours, however, also What else has to be yours? The sukkah needs to be yours. Send it more like this. The flamadalef, flamadalef at the top. Tana rabbono, sukkah gezula, v'hamesachich v'yoshus harabim, Rabbi Eliezer poiso, v'chachol machshir. This is a very complicated, very, very complicated sugya. I think this is the only sugya, no, one of the only sugyas in the yeshivas out of Moed that gets a lot of attention in the Iyun Seder. Interesting. Now, normally in yeshivas, the Sikh Noshim and Zikin, that they come to Psochem a bit and to Sukkah in Moed, because this is a very, very complicated sugya. It's a sugya of Yush Lemidaf, and the sugya of Gzela, and Shin Rishus, and Shin Hashem, and all these interesting things. So the sugya talks over there about a Sukkah that you steal. A Sukkah Gezula. What's the halacha associated with the Sukkah Gezula? So, according to Rabbi Eliezer, no good, and according to the Chachomim, it's okay. Now, the Shaila is exactly what a Sukkah Gezula means. But it seems poshut that it's not talking about that you're walking along the street one day and you see somebody with a sukkah out in the front garden. This is a new phenomenon, by the way. I was in Stanford till yesterday. People got the sukkahs in the front. I grew up in Stanford. You never saw a sukkah in the front garden. What's this off? Sukkahs in the front garden? That's a nice. So you're walking down the road, right? And it's right, you're hungry, right? So you step inside the sukkah, or you, nowadays a canvas sukkah, you pick it up and move it away. Yeah, in other words, it's not clear exactly what the Gemara means by sukkah gezula bichlal. Anyway, normally when we talk about sukkah, we're talking about schach. Yeah? Normally sukkah means schach. All the hilchos sukkah, the word sukkah is melosha schach. The ikka of a sukkah is schach. Yeah, there are some halachas associated with the defanos. You know, are they considered defanos? Some of the halachas are good, asking with achis and lovud and all these things, and so spoken with those and akuma. But the ikka sugya of sukkahs is always about the schach, right? Schach has got to be kosher. But here in the sugya, it's clearly not talking about stealing the schach. It says, someone who steals the sukkah gezula, machlokes the blazer nachachom mo lahalachis. Now, what's the next word of this Tana Rabbanon? Hamesachich birushus harabim. Hamesachich birushus harabim. What does that mean? That doesn't mean you've stolen the sukkah. It doesn't mean you've taken someone else's sukkah and put it on someone else's bandwagon and driven off. A mesachich birushus harabim is somebody who takes his sukkah and sticks it in the middle of the street. Shuta gemashmoy. Thought Park. Right, Regent's Park. Wherever you see a sukkah out on the street, Hamesachich birushus harabim. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Puffin." Right, it's not a good sukkah. You can't sit in that sukkah. Of course, I'm sure they are shushus. Right, but Hamesachich birushus harabim. The Rishon and the Acharonim beIkar. What's wrong with Hamesachich birushus harabim? I mean, if the problem is out in the Zika, someone's going to trip over your sukkah and hurt the boy birushus harabim, Rishon does the same thing. What's the problem with Mesachich Bushus Rabbin? Rabbi Eliezer says it's no good. By the way, if you steal the farmer, it's according to many Achronim, it's an Issa Daraisa. That sukkah is possibly Daraisa. And Chatzchim knows like that, Prima Godem knows like that, right? But here we're not talking about stealing the walls. We're talking about stealing the land that you're putting your sukkah on. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? That's not stealing. Surely that's not stealing. I've stolen the sukkah. The Felnish in Tasa, Chagas Sukkah is Tasa Lachor. That's not from Lukatim. You shake your lulav in the Shusha Rabbi. You haven't been Makayim, it's his lulav. No? You say you shake your lulav out in the street here. If this is Shusha Rabbi, it'll be my focus. Not for now. But if you shake your lulav in the Shusha Rabbi, is that a problem? Is that a problem? No, not a problem. Of Nist of lulav, on Shabbos, it'll be a problem. It's not a problem of lulav, yes? So why is a sukkah in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Rappam Tavos failed us in Nochem? Unbelievable, right? I kind of want to know what's wrong with the Mesachich Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's ki'ilu that the karaka needs to be mine. Like in Hilchus Nisuin, they talk about your chuppah. There's lots of connections between chuppah and sukkah. They said that you have to own your chuppah. There's a whole raid in the Achronim where you have to own the land that the chuppah is standing on. Whether the chosn has to own it. Because, you know, if you're bringing your wife into your home, right? Especially if you know the shittas are shown, and that's in the midst of a beer and the whole vach over there, right? It could be that the chuppah is borrowing in a hotel somewhere, and you haven't paid for the hotel, just paid for the use of the room. Just brush it. Some chassanas don't know about this, and this problem, have to redo it. Expensive business. Al-Kaponim, Asuka and Asus Rabim is a problem for us. What's the Imalek? Second question we asked before was, what's the connection? We have a sukkah, we have a lulav, we have all these mitzvahs, wonderful mitzvahs, and mitzvah chamayim, they seem to be disjointed. The simcha, by the way, the simcha of Beis HaShoeva itself, also needs a pshat. The simcha associated with the Beis HaShoeva is unbelievable, so unusual. Right? It's just like no other simcha at all. I'm sorry, I have to check my phone because it keeps ringing. My son, Baruch Hashem, is coming out of hospital today. this Shtikl Torah should be used, of course, as before. Sure, I'll go on, it's fine. But I'll go on in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva that was connected. Well, you know, according to the Rambam, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Simchas HaShoeva itself, it's not the sugi over here. If you look in the Mishnah, it discusses the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Incredible level of Simcha. What was it about? About the drawing of some water that you pour on the Mizbeah. No, do you find such a Zach with Nisuch Hayayin? Do we find such a Simcha with other Korbanos? Do we find such a Simcha with other Avodas? The Simcha says the Shaiv itself, and Hillel, what did Hillel say? Hillel says things like, Imani Khan, Hakoyu Khan. Hillel was known for his tremendous Anivis. His Simcha brought him to a level to say, Imani Khan, Hakoyu Khan. What is that about? Especially according to Tosis, it wasn't talking about that, but according to Rashi, when Hillel said, Imani Khan, Hakoyu Khan, is referring to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Imani is Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right? And what he was saying is, Mitoich the Simcha, the Kedesh should come to Holiness. The Hillel said, "If Ani can, if Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in, then it's fine. Then everyone has a reshus to be here. That's Rashi's pshat. Tosfos says, 'Tachoyah is not a pshat.' Hillel was talking about himself. If Ani can, what's the dos? What's all this to Tom? It's Simcha. Simcha is the Shreva. Okay, enough questions for now. We'll try and answer the according to the Yisod of the Pachad Yitzchok. Even though there's a lot, the question about this Simcha Hamasach Mishus Ram Lachor is a Lomdusha question. For that, you need to look in the Acharonim to find a pshat. What's going on in the sugi over there? Because it's not clear in the maskana. Just leman that it's not clear from the maskana of the gemara over there what the gemara is even talking about. You know, what's the rules with the walls of a sukkah? Can you steal walls of a sukkah? Sure, not for now. But if in machshavti, we can also perhaps with an approach to the Pachad Yitzchok answer that. Pachad Yitzchok says like this from the beginning. Pachad Yitzchok says regarding yitirat ha'odom, the development of mankind. He says the development of Odom was through two stages. We find that Adam Arishan was created through two stages. Stage number one was his Yitzirah, the actual forming, the creation of Adam, right? That was Shlav Aleph in the creation of mankind. He was created by Yipach Ba'apov Nishmat Chaim, was the fulfillment of Shlav Aleph. There was a Guf, there was a Neshoma, by Yipach Ba'apov Nishmat Chaim, Dosi Shlav Aleph. Shlav Beis, it seems, says the Pachad Yitzchok, Shlav Beis was the taking of Adam and placing him into Gan Eden. After this is Vayitzer, Elokim is Adam, etc. Then it says that he picked him up, right? Vayosim, it doesn't exactly not in the pot, but he placed, right, Adam in Gan Eden, lo Ovdo uleshomro. Right? There's two inyonim. There's the inyon of the, it seems like there's the inyon of the actual creation of mankind, and then there's a separate inyon of the mocking of mankind, where the person belongs, where he interacts with the world. That's also a part of the Yitzirat HaAdam. There's the actual creation of the person, and then there's where he's put in the world. But the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu took Adam and placed him in Gan Eden, that was the Shlav Beis, the second stage of the creation of mankind. First day in the Pachad Yitzchok, Vayipach Ba'apov, and then putting him into Gan Eden. So he says the truth is that's not just the development of mankind, it's also the development of Klal Yisrael as a whole. The development of Klal Yisrael as a whole also went through these two stages. Shlav Aleph of the creation of man of Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts Klal Yisrael into a different lashonot they use, but into a protected environment on some level, closed environment, Lashon Mitzrayim. And this is where Klal Yisrael was formed, because they went in the Shiva and the Foshes, and we're not Klal Yisrael yet, but they came out as an Ummah, came out as a nation. And it's formed compared to literally the birth of Klal Yisrael. Mitzrayim was the womb. Mitzad Echad. And then there was a Shlav Beis. The Shlav Beis of Klal Yisrael was, once they had emerged from Mitzrayim as a unit, as an entity, right, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them and put them into Eretz Yisrael. Right, so the placement of Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael mirrored the formation of mankind himself, where he was created as a person and then he was placed into the environment where he needed to connect most especially to his Ruach. Right, that is the Shlav Echad, Shlav Aleph and Shlav Beis of the formation of Klal Yisrael, which mirrors the formation of Adam himself, which is interesting because he says that the truth is that when things don't go well, when things fail, then you see that the reverse is true. That the breakdown, right, goes in the opposite direction. When you look at a person, When you look at Adam himself, right, the very first person who was created through these two levels, these two stages, there was a stage of creating Adam, and then there was a stage of putting him where he belongs, right? So we know that the onish of Adam Rishon was also these two things. The onish of Adam Rishon was Mois Tomus, you're going to die. Mois Tomus, which is the opposite of Yipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chaim, where his creation would fall apart and the goof itself would eventually fall apart, decompose. So Mois Tomus was the onish that Adam Rishon brought on himself when his Vayipach Ba'apov wasn't what it should be. And then you have a second chelek, which is a separate onish altogether, Vayigarishoy, sorry, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw Adam Rishon out. In other words, two things. First of all, Mois Tomus, that a person could die, the concept of Misa itself is the breakdown of the first chelek, which is called Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chaim. And then you have a chelek called Vayigarish Oysa Megan Eden, he's kicked out, right? He was evicted from Gan Eden, which is the opposite of Vayosem Oysa Megan Eden. The opposite of placing him in his right place is the Gerushin, the goals that Adam Rishon had to suffer. Into some of these two chalokim kind of mirror each other in the opposite direction. And also, if you look at Klal Yisrael, that's also true. Again, the same way that Adam is Shlav Aleph and Shlav Beit, Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chaim, now then you have what's called Vayosem Moisa in the right place. So too, Klal Yisrael is like that also Mitzrayim and Eretz Yisrael. The breakdown of Adam is the breakdown of Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chaim, which is Mois Tomus. And the breakdown of Vayosem Moisa is Vayigoresh Moisa, so you get thrown out. The truth is Klal Yisrael also. Klal Yisrael suffered two enormous chatoim in the Midbar. One was Cheto Egel, and the other was Cheto Maragin. The Cheto Egel, right, brought upon itself Miso back again, because Klal Yisrael weren't supposed to die. Because when Klal Yisrael stood at Har Sinai, they were supposed to be beyond death, like Misa states, right? And he omarti Elokim atem, right, that's it. But because of Cheta Egel, Ochein ko Adam temusun. Because you sinned, and the Cheta Mele, therefore, there's going to be Misa. So the Cheta Egel brought Misa back into the world. The Cheta Maraglin brought Golus back into the world. The Cheta Maraglin, when it sat on the ground and bemoaned Eretz Yisrael, right? So that was the complete breakdown of Klal Yisrael as well. But he had the Vayipach Ba'apov was taken away. That there wouldn't be an eternal Nishmat Chaim anymore, a person could die again, and there wouldn't be an eternal place in Eretz Yisrael either. They can now be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because of the Chet Maragim. So you see constantly that the build up, the creation of mankind, then you have the breakdown of mankind, the creation of Klal Yisrael, breakdown of Klal Yisrael. Except Pachad Yitzchok says that in Eretz Yisrael, the goal does not have to be complete. Like he says in the Kriyushma, V'hoyim Shemoya, that's very good, V'nosati mitar artzachem bi'itoy, but if v'sartim v'avadetim Elohim acherim, then it's not immediate Golus. It doesn't say, V'sartim v'avadetim Elohim acherim, v'shachavisim lehem v'chor af Hashem, v'avadetim mehero me'al ha'oret, Satoivo. What does it say? It says, V'lo yiyeh moto. Look, I put the Moed Yigazach. That you see that rain, or the lack of it, also denotes a person being in their right place. The second chelik of the development of Adam, and the second chelik of the development of Klal Yisrael, is mirrored by the rain, by Gashmis in general. You know that Sukkot is the yotav that is Mesugah for Parnosa. So stay in many scoring. But the breakdown of Klal Yisrael results, first of all, in Velo Yiyemoto, there won't be any rain. That is the correspondence to being in the wrong place. Being in the right place without rain is like being in the wrong place. If eventually that doesn't work, then you have something called Va'avadetem Mehero, that there'll be a proper Golus. But the beginning, the onset of Golus, is Velo Yiyemoto, the opposite of Limtar Shemaim Tishtemoim. That's an amazing thing. So you see, somehow connected with Mayim, the idea of the second stage of the development of Adam and the second stage of the development of Klal Yisrael. That if there's Mota, then that means Klal Yisrael is complete and in its right place, and when there's no Mota, then there isn't. These are the two Chalokim. He says, this is why we say in Davening, also these two Chalokim. We say in the second Tefillah, Ato Gibor Lo'el HaMashem, which contains Tefillah for rain, Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGoshem, which talks about Tchiyas HaMeisim. So we serve the Melech Memis U'Mechaye U'Matzmiach Yeshua. So he says Melech Meinisu Mechaya is talking about Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmat Chaim. That's the actual Chaim of a person. Umatzniach Yeshua Vayatzmach, it says, the Loshon Vayatzmach in the Pasuk, by Gan Eden. Umatzniach Yeshua is a reference to Gan Eden, the proper place where a person is supposed to be. Not just who the person is, but also the place where they're supposed to be, where Klal Yisrael are supposed to be in a Gan Eden, in a perfect, eternal bliss, right? Being Nehne Meziv HaShchino, that is Umatzniach Yeshua. When we daven for the ultimate Yeshua, when we daven for the Geula, we're davening for Melech Meimisu Mechaya. Yeah, Kosh Baruch Hu Shemim Mechaya everyone on a level of Ayipach Ba'apov Nishmat Chaim. Umatzmiach Yeshua we find. Umatzmiach Yeshua is a loshen of Vayatzmach in Gan Vayita Vayatzmach in loshen Gan Eden. Where what was all the Mauritian's job? La'avdo l'shomah, to work the land. Pshuto k'mashmo, to work the land. Yes, there are Joshua's la'avdo is Mrs. Asay and l'shomah is Mrs. Loisa Asay. But the Yisoid Hadova of all the Mauritian in the land of Gan Eden was to work the land. That's the whole raid over there, that there wasn't enough rain, and all the Mauritian should chapter he needs rain. All the Mauritian was the father. That's why we're saying all the Mauritian is the father. The Gemara can say worse things about all the Mauritian. All the Mauritian had a job to develop the land. Also the Shem Vayatzmach is a lotion of being in the right place. The Melech Meimis Mechaye Umatzmiach Yishua. Hashem involved. What's Pshat? What's Pshat? He brings from the Rambam that Ra, evil itself, there's what he calls two ma'arochos of Ra. There are two manifestations of Ra. There's two attacks of Ra, of evil. The Rambam, the famous Rambam, talks about Odom Arishon when he was taka chote in Gan Eden, and when he brought upon himself the breakdown of these two levels of Moritz Tomus 1 and Vayigorosho so too. It's well known as the story with the Nochosh. The Nochosh reflects the Yetzer Hara. The Nochosh reflects the Sofer. The Nochosh was outside. There's a famous Rambam that talks about over there in Bereshit how the Nochosh was brought within, was brought inside, was internalized by Adam. Until this point, the Nochosh reflected an external threat. And now there was a Taruvus of Ra within the person. What does Taruvus of Ra mean? So the Mephoshim say, Ta'aruvus of Ra means confusion. That's what it means. Until this point, Eit Hadas Toiv Ra, you had Toiv and you had Ra, and Adam was separate from both of them. There was only an external Yetzer Hara. There was no internal Yetzer Hara. All of a sudden, because of the Chet, not only Moritz Tomus and Vayigorosho, sorry, all of a sudden now a person has something called an internal Yetzer Hara, a confusion, a lack of clarity. The inability to understand right from wrong, to see it clearly in front of your eyes. It's not like that anymore. The Ra was taken, was imbued, was taken, was absorbed by Adam. The Taruvus Ra was absorbed. That is one Chelik of Ra. There's another Chelik of Ra. The other Chelik of Ra is what was Ra from the beginning. It says you shouldn't think that the whole Yetzer Hara thing was moved away from what was the Nochosh and now became a Yetzer Hara that was internally in the person, says the Tropshah. Peshat in what happened there was that now the Yetzer Hara splintered. The Yetzer Hara split into two. Mitzad Echad, it was still what it was, an external threat, like we all have. A person could step in the street, and it's not just all about confusion within the person. It's not just about Midas Roy's. It's not just about the wrong Kavonis. It's not just about the wrong Machshavis. It's not just those things. Those are all the internal Yetzer Hara that the Ramban is talking about. But there's also an external Yetzer Hara. There's a threat from the street. Right? There are things out there that are trying to get the person. That's the Nochosh. The Nochosh hasn't gone away. The Nochosh is very clever. The Nochosh went inside and stayed outside. He says, in the end of time, we're going to be faced with these two threats as well. He says, at the end of time, we'll be faced with the threat of what he calls the Eruv Rav. And he says that the Eruv Rav is that Loshon of Taruvus. That's what we call the Eruv Rav. And we're also going to be threatened for what he calls the Zion Umos. When Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, we're running out of time to go into this in depth, but you can look it up there, Tachat Yitzchok, this is Maimah, I don't remember, Chof Dalet, I think. He talks about Mitzad Echod, the Eruv Rav threat, and he talks about the Zion Umos threat. The Eruv Rav is what comes within Klal Yisrael. Same when we've been talking about Odom and Klal Yisrael, where Odom brought the Ra inside, Klal Yisrael brought the Ra inside with the Eruv Rav, which was mixed in with them. And also, when it came to Klal Yisrael, they had an external threat of the seven nations and had to destroy the seven nations, the external threat. So the same way you have an internal threat, right? Call the Yetzer Hara that went inside, that's the Erev Rav. You have an external threat, right? That's called design, almost as if, and you shouldn't give up the fight on either. So at the end of time, this is going to be the big challenge that we're going to be challenged from within and from without. But one thing he said, that's also Pshat in the Pasuk, where it says, when it came into Klal Yisrael, Lo Sechaye Kol Neshama, Kenege Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmat Chayim, and also, Hachareim Tacharimeim, Kenege Vayigorsha, that they had to be in the garish the Rav in Eretz Yisrael. These two halakim, internal and external. So where are we going with this? So Pshat is like this. We just had Rosh Hashanah, and we had Yom Kippur, and then we moved into Sukkot. Yom Kippur is connected to that Erev Rav. Ki Yadua. Yom Kippur is connected to the Erev Rav because Yom Kippur was Salachti Kidvorecha of that Chet HaEgel. So Moshe Dikazachdis. The Chet HaEgel brought about Misa. Misa is connected to Vayipach Va'apov Nishmat Chaim. Misa is the internal death. Vayigoresh is the external death. The Misa of the what brought on the Eger was Mechupa through Yom Kippur. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Solachti Kidvorecha was the kapara for the internal Yetzer Hara. For the Yetzer Hara of the Erev Rav, which instigated the Chet of the Eger. That's the internal Yetzer Hara. Comes along Sukkot. Sukkot Keneged Shiva Mumoy. Comes along Sukkot and says, Sukkot is Keneged Venim Tara Shomayim Tishte Moyim. Sukkot is against Sukkot comes to deflect the curse of Lo Yieh Matar. Sukkot is the external protection. Sukkot is the kapara against the external Yetzer Hara. Sukkot is Vayigoresh Yitzhoy. Sukkot is when you're outside. Like we say in the Tefillah, that's what Sukkot is about. Yom Kippur is the internal kapara, and Sukkot is the external kapara. Moyer Dikazach. The first one was good enough. The internalization of Kapor and Yom Kippur. And now we have literally the Lulav state. This is my own thought now. I'm just thinking that the Cherev HaMisapeches in Gan Eden, that Cherev is the Lulav. As I say, that's what the Lulav is about. When you see the brother comes up. The Vilna Gaon says, by the way, he doesn't bring this, but the Vilna Gaon says there's only two mitzvahs you can recline with your whole group. Sukkot. Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. Moridik is Ach, Moridik. There are only two mitzvahs. Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael is connected to Sukkot. Okay. Again, Eretz Yisrael. For the entire Shemaim Tishtei Moyim. The place where we're supposed to be. This is why it says in the Mishnah on Sukkot, Nidoinim Alach Alamayim. This is the content of the motto of Eretz Yisrael. This is also why Nisuch HaMayim, the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, while we don't forget him, but the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim itself and tremendous simcha associated with it is because Nisuch HaMayim brought down was a very unique kind of avoda. It was an avoda that had no deshe. There was no psoilis, nothing else. Well, what? Boom. Even Nisuch HaYayin was together with the karbonis. Nisuch HaMayim was as pure and as clear as you can get it. In other words, once we're past Yom Kippur, which sorts out the confusion, so then you have the clarity of Motor, the clarity of water. Merodigazach, Merodigazach. He says, for example, they ask, I thought Ein Simcha Ele B'Mishta Ele B'Bosu V'Yayin. Ein Simcha Ele B'Bosu V'Yayin. So what's the Simcha of Sukkot? Nothing to do with B'Bosu V'Yayin. The whole race. Another Achronish Elom D'Sherei. But it seems that the Simcha, Simcha D'Shereva, right, nothing to do with B'Bosu V'Yayin. It's anything about B'Bosu V'Yayin. You read Simcha D'Shereva, there's no B'Bosu V'Yayin at all. So they didn't sleep, right? They didn't sleep, right? But it doesn't say anything about them eating or drinking, right? So the Torah says, because B'Bosu can bring Simcha, but not to everybody. Now the Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim says Boso, and I'm Orchon Boso. And Yain, it says in Gemara Taki in Brochus. Yain, it says it's good for some, right? For some it's good, and for some it's not so good. Mine is good for everybody. Mine is clear. Mine is beyond mine is what defends. The Mitara Shemayim is what defends against the external Yetzer Hara. This is perhaps why I'm going to use the Shtickle Torah to answer the question about the Karka of the Sukkah. The Chod of Pshat is, height that we see that there's two Chalokim and there's a Chalik of the Etz and the Odom himself, the person. And you also have the Chalik of where the person belongs his motto. It is so wichtig, it's so important, it's so vital, it's so essential that the sukkah should be ta'ase lecha, that it should be your sukkah, where you are, because the mokoy, where you are sitting on sukkahs, is everything. It's not just enough that the defanos are yours. It's not just enough that the zechach is yours. The mokoyim is yours. Where is your mokoyim in the world? That's what sukkahs demands. Sukkahs is about your place in the world. Yom Kippur is about who you are as a person. It may not neely neely. But sukkahs is about what is your place in the world. Where do you belong? Who are you? What's your impact? What do you leave behind? This is what sukkahs is. You walk away from your normal mokoyim and you step into a foreign mokoyim so you can get clarity on what your mokoyim should be. Sukkahs is about mokoyim. You can't steal someone else's mokoyim from the Rishus HaRabim to put your sukkah. Mori de kavod. Mori de kavod. So I'm a sukkah of Rishus HaRabim, at least I'm going to have a letter as possible. What's Matzmiach Yeshua? They say the pshat is that we take the lulav and the esrog and adaf, and these things are called smochim. Not only are they called smochim, things that grow. Not only are the things that grow, the lulav and the esrog and things, but in the Rambam, the mitzvah of simchas sukkah is learned out from usmachtem of the posuk of the Adamin. You see, directly connected with the simcha of Yom Tov, which is this clarity, this understanding where a person's place is, or makios makoimo in the world, yeah. So that place that a person is supposed to belong in, that's what Tzmiach Yeshua, that's the Tzmochim Aramim. Tremendous rate. I know I'm out of time, so I'll quickly rush it. The same way they ask on Pesach why we'd only matzah the whole year round. We'll finish with this. Matzah is such a gewaltig gedach, it's like a hoib in the broit, and matzah reflects the moner, matzah reflects another, and matzah reflects the munah, right? So the same kasha we can ask, why didn't you sing the sukkah the whole year? And the whole concept of sukkah and the munah and bitochen and ami covered. So what are you going back into your house for? What's it off? This is what Hillel meant. When Hillel said him, ani kan hakoyo kan, the word kan here, ledaiti, is the ikka word here. Imani kan, this is my place. How many people can say, this is my place, and point to a bit of clarity? The first yisoid is to say, who am I? The same Hillel, im ein ani li, im ani kan. If I am hidden, hakoyo kan, then I have everything. The yisoid of Hillel is the simchas beis ha'sha'evot. If a person should be able to point clearly and say, this is my place in the world. Not by yigoresh. Muridiki yisoid. It's one thing that a person in Kippur comes to clarity, who am I, where am I holding, my mitzvahs, my averus, my bichira, all these inyonim. Fantastic. Muridiki. That's connected by yipach ba'apo sifre chayim sifre meitim eiz ha'shem dem roshnavus. You know, fine. Achasim elechayim. Muridiki. But it's not enough. What the Pachad Yitzchok is saying is that it's not enough for a person just to know who they are. A person needs to know where do they belong. Where's my mokum in the world? This is what sukkah does. If a person can gain clarity sitting in a sukkah, say, this is my four amas. This is my four amas. And a person can have a tremendous Yeshua. That's what it's about. A person needs to clarify clearly based on the concept of Mimani. So what do I need to do now? If that's who I am, then where do I need to be? So if we can gain that clarity, we'll be zoichet what he says, Achris Hayomim, to Melech Meimis Mechaye, but on Akash Boko return, we will return after the state of Odom Arishon Lifnei Achet, there'll be no more Misa. And we'll return also to Eretz Yisrael, but Oifim, Matzmiach Yeshua, it's Tzemach Tovid Avdecho, it's Tzemach literally, you're holding together, Tzemich Avkeren, we're holding together the Arabic meaning. We'll return to a state where not only does every single lead understand what they need to be doing in the world, but every person also understands where is their mokum, where is their interest in the world. Good morning, good Yom Tov.